Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Former President Trump is back in a New York courtroom today for his hush money trial. Taking the stand today is a former banker of Michael Cohen, who says a shell company was established to funnel a $130,000 payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. But before that testimony, Judge Juan Merchan ordered Trump to pay $9,000 by this Friday for violating a gag order in the case. ABC's John Santucci says Trump's attorneys will likely be speaking to their client about his social media posts that bought the fine.
Obviously not something he wants. And clearly one of the things that's going to happen in conference here, besides the fact that Donald Trump will explode quite literally behind the scenes, they are going to have to coach him. You got to rein this in immediately.
Judge Merchan saying the post must be taken down by 2:15 today, and if he does it again, the judge warned, he could be jailed. Members of the Columbia University community were asked to avoid the campus this morning after dozens of protesters barricaded themselves inside a building overnight.
Just got another look here at the area around Hamilton Hall that was taken over by students about midnight. And there are probably, I would say, three dozen student protesters still there sitting on the steps. I can see some of them still inside that building, so they still occupy Hamilton Hall. In fact, I could see the front doors with the glass smashed. Apparently, they used some small hammers to smash that glass to get into the building last night. As you mentioned, access to the campus is very limited right now. Columbia sending out emails to staff and students to stay away unless they urgently had to get in here. I just chatted with a senior named Brandon as to his future here in these last couple of weeks.
What are you concerned about your graduation?
I mean, I'm not really concerned because I think the university has a lot invested in graduation. And so they've made it sound like if it doesn't happen here, at least it'll happen somewhere, possibly at our football field up north on 218. But I'm not worried about graduation. I'm just kind of curious myself as to how administration is going to handle it.
A lot of people are curious as to what is happening next. The NYPD, again, no indication, Linda, that they're going to be going in here. And we want to quickly mention the White House has responded to these latest developments, saying, in a quote, "Forcibly taking over buildings is not peaceful. It is wrong." Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Columbia.
And we'll keep following the story right here, so keep it locked to 1010 Winds. On this final day of Earth Month, kids are joining the conversation. They're holding a press conference in front of Citibank's headquarters this morning, calling on the second largest fossil fuel backer to divest. They say Citi is ignoring science and putting future generations in jeopardy. Liat Olenek is an organizer with Climate Families New York City.
We also think that it's important for the decision makers at Citi to hear from kids, to hear from the people that are going to have to live with the world that they're destroying.
Citi tells 1010 Wind they support a low-carbon economy and reflect the need to transition while meeting global energy needs. Well, today, nail salon workers and advocates are sounding the alarm on a new report showing that chemicals found in salons can lead to miscarriages. Daisy Chung, director of the New York Healthy Nail Salons Coalition, tells 1010 Winds.
Nail salon workers, customers, and owners are predominantly women, and they're being exposed to these very toxic chemicals that are present in glues, polishes, removers, and other hazardous products that are in use in nail salons.
They're calling on Governor Hochul to pass the Nail Salon Minimum Standards Council Act, which would establish an industry of council workers to recommend new working standards for women in nail care. Late last night, police responded to a 911 call in the Concourse Village section of the Bronx. They arrived at 760 Grand Concourse to find a 79-year-old woman inside, unconscious and unresponsive. EMS arrived and pronounced her dead at the scene. Police are still investigating. The officer of the chief medical examiner must determine her cause of death.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.